This is Silent Lone Wolf on AboveTopSecret.com. Reply to How Much Is the Doggies? Gunning for Your Heart and Your Freedom. On the whole media spin thing, I thought this here thread would be a little bit of interest, because you can kind of, well, at least I did, you can kind of take where an agenda spin and affected a poll, and it eventually later on affected other stuff outside of it, outside the political arena. Well, not really outside the political arena, but it is for the most part. It's in a thread started by Debates called Darwin Scares Away Corporate Sponsors in the Origins and Creationism Forum. Basically, it's an exhibit at a New York museum. Actually, it will be at several museums from what I understand, but it starts out in New York, and it was not able to get corporate sponsors. And I guess in the past, other exhibits have, but sponsors have been scared off. Now reading back, they mention in the article that CBS News had a poll, and 51% of Americans reject a theory of evolution, believing that instead God created humans in their present form. That's an excerpt from the article that was provided in the link. I will add a link to the thread once I load this up. Basically, I brought up the poll from CBS News that they ran. It was run back in last August, there was a Gallup one run this past August, but it was last November, not the current November we're in. And it was run between November 18th and 21st of 2004. Now, they had a couple stories that brought on this here poll. And the first one was November 8th. Actually, there are two on November 8th. I take it back. One on November 7th, one on November 8th. I'll have to go back and edit that. It says, Theory of Evolution in Court. Is the title, and essentially it goes on about a story that has been taken to court over the constitutionality of a disclaimer being put on science textbooks warning that evolution is not truth, is not absolute truth, it's not a complete fact, that it is merely a theory. Unfortunately, if they put disclaimers on that for all of them, we would have a book of stickers rather than actual science textbook. But then they have the second link, and it says, Book Battles, Evolution, Marriage. And it's referring to the Georgia evolution case, but it is also referring to a marriage case held in a health book case, a health textbook case in Texas, that I believe defines marriage. The article says it defines marriage as a lifelong union between man and woman. And that is from Book Battles, Evolution, Marriage, in the Science Tech Forum of CBS News from November 8th. So this one actually came a day after that other article. And first thing I thought of when I saw the title as I was researching this whole little poll, is first thing that came to mind was gay marriage. I think that's really, like, because that is like the first religious standing ground, that and abortion. So the first thing that comes to mind, and if someone doesn't read all the way through it, they'll think, oh, they're combining evolution, gay marriage, all along the same track of mind, state of mind. And then they have only one more article, and I referenced it in the thread as the final Georgia story. And basically they don't add any more to the story. It's 2 days after the poll has concluded, so it's in November 23rd of 2004, and it ends with basically saying that the ruling can come at any time, and basically they don't even conclude the story. It's like, oh, well, here's our poll results, and now this here is a nice story. It can come and close at any time, and that's the end of it. There is never an article that actually states the decision and the conclusion. And I don't know about anybody else, but I hate when a book does that. It leaves you without a cliffhanger, or leaves you with a cliffhanger and don't even complete the story. So I had to go and look, and the only other place I could find it referenced was on MSNBC. They actually had the court decision. It was made in January of, I believe, January 23rd. Hang on. Let's see here. Yes, January 13th of 2005. The judge ruled in favor of the evolution, in favor of evolutionists, or however they want to. And they ruled that the stickers were unconstitutional. But the poll results, nonetheless, if you bring it up, I mean, it's clear there's an agenda there. I mean, they use as identifiers for who voted what. It says this: all Americans and the percentage, Kerry voters and the percentage, Bush voters and the percentage. Yes, what we all love to argue about. And basically, it breaks it down like that. Basically, red and blue, liberal, conservative. You find that pretty much throughout the three almost. It's like the conservatives this way, the liberal America this way. And unfortunately, its agenda has now affected the museum exhibit. It affects how it will get the funding. When you have 51% of your consumer base, as many of these companies, I mean, and we're pointing out these are housewives, these are people just getting out of school, in many cases with young kids. This is the consumer base for a majority of these companies that would be willing to sponsor these museum exhibits. Let's see here. I know in Debates article from the Telegraph paper that that they do reference a couple exhibits that have been sponsored in the past and who sponsored them. But unfortunately, the Darwin exhibit is not able to gain any corporate sponsors. And basically, it comes down to the fact that, and I really do, I base it a lot on the poll, from looking at it, if I find it interesting that with how they reference the poll. I mean, if you think 51% of your consumer base is not going to appreciate you sponsoring this exhibit, or you are going to alienate a large chunk of maybe not even them, but also your shareholders, it has a direct effect. And in this case, it had a trickle-down effect that really, really hurt a scientific exhibit. Well, this is Silent. Peace out.